I was thinking about taking an old sermon that I had preached a long time ago and shortening it for today, something that has to do with Christmas and the New Year. But I got focused on a verse of scripture, Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9. And actually, several verses before that are about the same kind of thing, but this verse really stuck out to me, and I wanted to share it. So before I do, I'm going to go ahead and pray and just ask the Lord to help us to understand what He wants for us this coming year. Let's pray. I just pray, Father God, that You would bless this time and help us to be prepared for 2021. And I've just been thinking about that lately, that we have another year ahead of us and we don't know what it holds, but we know that You are in charge of it. So help us as we do this, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. In this past year, some people might have started out making New Year's resolutions for 2020, and then they went out the window, you know, and they may skip. They may say, I'm not doing it this year. I'm not making any New Year's resolutions for 2021 because so many plans were canceled this year. And you know something? They were canceled just as God knew they would be. You see, God knew about this year. All the time before it ever happened, God knew everything about it. Proverbs 16:9 in the New King James, it says this: a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And there are very many interpretations of that, but as citizens of God's kingdom, us as citizens of God's kingdom, we need to submit our plans, our desires, our intentions, all of these things, our expectations, we need to submit them to Him. Seeking God's will can short-circuit disappointments or disappointing expectations. If we already in advance say, Lord, I don't know what's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that you do know. So I want to submit my will to You before we ever get there. I want my will to be submitted to You before we ever see what's going to happen in those coming years. And what God allows in this world to happen, whatever He allows to happen, because He's allowed a lot of things. If you go down through history, whatever He allows in this world to happen, that is not our main concern. Our main concern, our focus is to be on His will, having our wills submitted to His will. And this verse, in various ways, and I'm going to use various translations to show this, in various ways, this is what this verse shows, that our wills need to be submitted to His will. Well, first of all, God's will remains our supreme concern year after year, not just 2020 or any of the years before. For 2021, it's the same thing. Our will needs to be submitted to God's will. His will is supreme. It's always been supreme. It always will be supreme every year. So Jesus tried to express this, I think, when He taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And He also said it again and again when He said, follow Me. I'll show you the way. I'll show you the way of the Father. So follow Me. When we meet hard situations and uncertain conditions like we have in 2020, they can never alter who we are. Those situations, whatever we face, they cannot alter who we are, our identity. We are kingdom people, and we are kingdom people waiting for the return of the King. We're waiting for Jesus could come back. That's what our expectation is, and it will not be disappointed. That expectation, there will be no disappointment in that expectation. So how do we plan our lives? We plan our lives in the knowledge that Jesus is coming back. He came this first time for Christmas. You know, that's how it started Christmas off. But he's coming back. He's coming back. And that's so wonderful to think about how we plan ourselves, how we plan. I'm planning this, but tomorrow Jesus may come. So I want to be ready for him by doing something that he's pleased with. The Living Bible paraphrase of Proverbs 16:9 says this. It's what we should be doing in the meantime while we're waiting. We should make plans counting on God to direct us. Just because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow doesn't mean we don't make any plans. But we need to make plans counting on that God will direct us in the plans that we make. And then the second thing, God's will may cancel personal plans for a greater plan. And, you know, Proverbs, this is the New Living Translation, Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. You know, my original ministry plan, I don't think I've ever told anybody this. In all the years that I've been at Eschaton, my original ministry plan was to work with college age kids like Susie's been doing all these years. I wanted to work with college age kids and with young couples, young married couples and single couple, you know, people that were thinking about getting married. And that's what I wanted to work. I wanted to work in that area. But, you know, a God, he helped me to start a church among seniors. And that's where I stayed all these years. And I found out that my ministry with young people was with labor and delivery, helping young couples deliver babies and whatever influence I could be on them during that time. But our circumstances, like this lockdown and the isolation that we've been experiencing, they do not have to limit us. They do not have to limit our spiritual lives or our spiritual service. I was reading and thinking about this. There was this is an older story, but there was a busy working girl who was being asked what she did to serve the Lord. And she said, well, I don't have a lot of time. I'm so busy with work and then cleaning the house and things. When I get home, I'm just so tired and I just take the newspaper to bed with me. They say, what? She says, and here's what she said. I turn to the column of births and pray that the newborns find Jesus early in life and become great blessings to the world. Next, I check the wedding column and pray that the couples will always remain true to each other and build their homes on Christ. Then I go to the obituaries and pray that in their sorrow, bereaved family members will turn to the Lord. Now, you know, we've got 365 days a year coming up, and we don't know what those days are going to hold. But we need to plan, and we can ask the Lord to direct our steps in planning to do things and make some resolutions like this lady did. I mean, this became a habit for her. And what a wonderful ministry. I mean, when she gets to heaven, and she's probably in heaven now already because this was written a long time ago. When she gets to heaven, I mean, all these answered prayers of people she prayed for. I mean, she may have multitudes of people because she prayed and made it a habit. So making plans, having habits, those are things we need to do, but we need to do them submitting our plans and our time to the Lord. And finally, this last thing, God's will for us every year is to thrive in Christ. It's to grow in Christ. Here's what Proverbs 16:9 says in the Message paraphrase. It says, we plan the way we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it. We may plan how we want to live, but only God helps us to live that way. And this is our desire. And you know, this paraphrase captures what the early rabbis used to think about this verse. Because it's not about God taking away our free will and we want to do something, then he does, he makes our steps do whatever he wants us to do. It's not about that. Here's what they saw. They saw that this verse is a call to purification of our lives. And here's what they said. If we choose to live as God wants, he will guide our steps into the godliness that we desire. That's another way of looking at this. Now, some people may look at it in another way, but we as Christians are happy that God determines our steps. We want God to determine our steps. If we have a desire in our heart to serve the Lord, then we want God to direct our steps to make the right choices in the right situations so that we get to the goal of serving the Lord and of growing in the Lord. You know, we want that. We're happy about that. And then as I just think about this thing, as we look at the new year, some people may be disappointed. This time next year, at this time exactly, they may be just as disappointed as they are right now in 2021, at the end of 2021, because they've been very disappointed in 2020, and we don't know what's going to happen. But that shouldn't be the case with us as God's people. Seeking God's will and submitting our lives to his guidance can short circuit disappointing expectations. And we don't even have any we say, oh, that's a surprise. I thought it would work out differently, but now it's working out this way. And so God is in control. He's always in control. Worrying about what next year will bring is futile. Jesus said, and he told us this in the Sermon on the Mount, that we're to deal with each day as it comes, every day, the whole year long. Just deal with one day at a time. God knows exactly what 2021 holds for us. But we know exactly who will be holding us in 2021, our wonderful, far-sighted Lord. He sees the future. He knows what's best. All we have to do is submit to his guidance. Amen. Well, that's my sharing today.